Milk Glebe Dectet opening our Jazz Northwest today. Bill Ramsey on alto saxophone and Jay Thomas on trumpet, the soloists. Milk Glebe plays baritone sax and heard in there with two tenors, alto and his baritone, two trumpets, trombone, piano, bass, and drums. The tune was one composed by Milk Glebe and called Minor Distraction. All of his arrangements in this album, too. It came out a number of years ago. I think it came out in 2011. Nice album. Milk Glebe Dectet. Something, if nothing else. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We're going to hear an Ellington Strayhorn medley coming up next with Victoria-based trombonist Ian McDougall. I think he's still living in Victoria. That last I heard of him, that's where he was. He played lead trombone in Rob McConnell's Boss Brass Band, too. Here is Ian McDougall on trombone with Oliver Gannon guitar, Ron Johnson piano, Craig Scott drums, and Neil Swainson on bass in music from the Ellington and Strayhorn double CD of the Ian McDougall Quintet. This is a sort of Saturday night, Sunday morning kind of medley.
Thank you. my casual smile playing its part, keeping the two of us good friends. Here is my cigarette smoke hiding my heart, but here's where the masquerade. Moments like this make me thrill through and through. Careless moments like this close to you. Nonchalantly we dine and we dance, yet my heart seems to melt in your glance. Sweet moments like this, with the soft lights aglow, make me long for your kiss, though I know I'd be just one of your affairs. But at moments like this, who cares? Soft lights aglow, make me long for your kiss, though I know I'd be just one of all your affairs. But at moments like this, precious moments like this, moments like this, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Great song by Frank Lesser and Burt Lane called Moments Like This, which was the title tune from an earlier album by Rebecca Kilgore. She was accompanied by Randy Porter on piano, Scott Steed on bass, Neil Mason on drums. Rebecca Kilgore, title tune from the album Moments Like This. Before that, we were listening to Ian McDougall Quintet, with Ian McDougall on trombone, Oliver Gannon guitar, Ron Johnson on piano, Craig Scott drums, and Neil Swainson on bass. We heard a couple of tunes out of that Ellington Strayhorn album, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and Come Sunday. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie here with you. Coming up next is an album by Mark Lewis, alto saxophonist and flutist, recently issued but actually recorded many, many years ago. There was a period of about a decade when Mark Lewis was resident in the Netherlands and leading a European quartet, and this album was recorded in March of 1990. It's called Naked Animals, and I won't attempt the pronunciation of these Dutch names, but they were all musicians who were resident in the Netherlands. Mark Lewis on alto saxophone and his composition titled Moonflower. Ah.
about the shining sea. He gathered seashells there for me, his hands, his strong brown hands. We'd sit there on the sand, he'd kiss the hollow of my his kiss. I miss his kiss. I hear the gray gulls cry. I see them dip their wings. I feel the pounding surf. I can't believe he's gone. I think I'll go where he might be. I'll go. I miss him so. I miss our shining sea.
Wonderful Johnny Mandel song, The Shining Sea, sung by Greta Matassa from her album Portrait. Beautiful accompaniment there by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester drums, and Alexei Nikolaev, the saxophonist, backing Greta Matassa from the album Portrait. And before that, we were listening to alto saxophonist Mark Lewis with his European quartet, back in 1990, but the album recently issued, Naked Animals is the name of the album, and that was a composition by Mark Lewis, titled Moonflower. We'll attempt the pronunciation of the Dutch quartet, Willem Kuhne on piano, James Long bass, that wasn't hard, and Frans van Grimsven on drums, Mark Lewis. 88.5 KNKX brings you music by regional jazz artists every Sunday afternoon at this time. Jim Wilkie here with you. I was just thinking, here it is, the 4th of July, and one of my favorite holidays. And part of the reason is this beautiful song called America the Beautiful, which is by now, I think, a traditional song, but it's just an absolutely wonderful song. It's one of the few patriotic songs that's been adapted and adopted rather frequently by jazz musicians. There was a group called the Lighthouse All-Stars, led by Howard Rumsey, that played at the Lighthouse Cafe in Hermosa Beach. And some of these musicians were reconstituted a few years ago when they played as the Bud Shank Sextet at Jazzport Townsend in 1996. Bud, Conti Condoli, and Bill Perkins from the original group were on stage at that time. Here's a recording of the Lighthouse All-Stars with Shorty Rogers and Bud Shank, along with Conti Condoli on trumpet and Bill Perkins on saxes. He played baritone, tenor, and soprano on the album. Bob Cooper was tenor saxophonist here, with Pete Jolly, Monty Budwig, and Lawrence Marable, the rhythm section. Shorty Rogers, trumpet and flugelhorn, and Bud Shank on alto in this wonderful arrangement of America the Beautiful, introduced by Pete Jolly at the piano. From a live broadcast from the Penthouse in Seattle, that was the Wynton Kelly Trio with Wes Montgomery added on guitar. Wes Montgomery's tune called the West Coast Blues. Wynton Kelly at the piano, Ron McClure bass, and Jimmy Cobb at the drums from the album Smokin' in Seattle. Before that, the Lighthouse All-Stars, when they were all together performing wonderful arrangements by Shorty Rogers in this album called America the Beautiful. We heard the title tune with solos by Shorty Rogers on flugelhorn and Bud Shank on alto sax, and a bit of Monty Budwig on bass, too, at the end. Sadly, they're all gone now. The Lighthouse All-Stars. End of an era. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene every Sunday afternoon here on Jazz Northwest. It's America's holiday, and we'll celebrate again tomorrow, Monday, since it's arriving on Sunday this year. Here is Randy Halberstadt. And what could be more American than a song by George Gershwin? Randy at the piano with Chuck Dierdorf bass and Adam Kessler on drums. Jay Thomas, trumpet and flugelhorn. Mark Taylor on alto. David Marriott Jr. on trombone. And Gershwin's The Man I Love.
Thank you.
From a solo album by guitarist Frank Cole titled appropriately Solitude, that was an Oscar Peterson composition called City Lights. Before that, Randy Halberstadt leading a septet in the Gershwin song The Man I Love, featuring Jay Thomas on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto, and David Marriott Jr. on trombone with Randy Halberstadt at the piano. And that's our show for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. You can stream the program anytime. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next on KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.